Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 78 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 78 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 78 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India.
Good morning. 0900 hours. cloudy. 49 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey Bravo 8. Papa, Papa Bravo. This is KF8FGS calling. Whiskey Bravo 8. Papa, Papa Bravo. KF8FGS calling. Kilo Echo 2, India Hotel Papa, good morning. Yes, good morning. Good morning.
KF8DDA, monitoring.
Negative response from Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo. KF8FGS, monitoring.
FGS, GBA here, copy.
Well, God bless America, how about that? How have you been, my friend?
Doing great. Are you the one that gave me my name, by any chance, over?
Yeah, roger that. This is KF8FGS that's finding good signals. We were talking, I don't know, 10 days ago or something, so you're up around Birch Run, I believe. Right now, I'm in Sterling Heights in the mobile. Back to you.
Hey, I tell you what, I definitely owe you. Listen, I work over at River Place up in Frankenmuth, and if you ever happen to come up this way, let me know. I'll see what I can do up here for you, man, because I tell you, that is awesome. Everybody I tell that to just loves it. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it just sort of came to me. I was writing out your call, and I underlined the letters. I'm thinking, and so then I just wrote out the letters, and it just sort of came to me. And you should get some pretty good mileage out of that. Everybody kind of likes my finding good signals, and you got a couple of the buddies. Couple of hams that there's just no way you can come up with something for their call, but those you can kind of remember, the ones that the distinctive lettering. But yeah, I do hope that you get some good mileage out of that. What's your first name again? It was Brian, was it?
Tom from Birch Run. Yeah, Tom from Birch Run. Yeah, no, I tell you what I did is I'm going to order a flag with my call letters on it, and it's got a radio with the mountains in the background with snow on the cap, and right under the bottom, it says, God bless America. It's going to look pretty good when I get done with it. I'm going to order two flags and get them made up to put on my flagpole out there that I got my antenna on right now, so... the flagpole, holds my antenna with the main purpose, but the bonus out of it is I can fly two flags at the same time on it. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I have a flagpole that carries two flags. Right now I got a 4x6 American flag, and then I got that new 250th birthday flag flying. As far as getting my call sign, I was thinking about having a spare tire cover for my RV trailer. And the wife and I, we drag around an RV in the summer. And I thought that might be kind of cool to F something made up for that. But yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you're getting some mileage out. I'm glad to make another QSO with you, Tom. KF8FDS, back to you.
So how does my radio sound on your end over there? Like I say, I got a 50 Diamond A set up. And I'm just using a cheap Biofang right now with cheap Biofang mic. So far, I've been told it sounds pretty decent. Over.
Well, you're 5x9. That's full quieting. Maybe a tiny bit of static in between words, but good modulation. Very clear signal. Very clear signal. I'm talking on I got a Biofang in the mobile. I got the UB5RM model, and it seems to work pretty well. The microphone, I could make the microphone work. I don't know, maybe I just had a bad one. But I'm told that I sound much better just through the radio itself without the mic. But that diamond antenna, definitely you get some gain out of that, for sure. Sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I've taken it, I've grounded the pole out on it, you know, it's grounded into the ground. I just got a lightning arrestor that I'm going to hook up at towards the top of the antenna, run that down into the ground also, just in case, you know, but it started thundering and lightning yesterday here, and I just unplugged my radio and everything, just in case, but I got it. Set up pretty good, not too bad. Probably got close to $600 and everything after I sat it in the ground with 2 feet of concrete into the ground. I put rocks on the bottom so the frost shouldn't mess with it too much. If it does, it should stay pretty straight. And then I put my tube in, filled it up with concrete, put my sleeve in. Believe it or not, I could go out and take that pole down. If I need to take it down real quick, I could probably have it down within 15 minutes. And, you know, I got it braced into the side of the shanty, but the top four sections, I could pull them down if things get really bad. Just in case, over.
Yeah, roger that. I have a aluminum telescopic flagpole. I think it's maybe 18 feet or something, but it's in the middle of the driveway. My driveway, hard to explain, but the shape of the driveway, I've got a flagpole in the middle of what I call the circle. You know, park the RV trailer in the first part, and, you know, then your drive, of course. But I hadn't thought about putting an antenna on that. Or I'm going to... But I do want to get a Comet CX333 tri-band mobile antenna, or base antenna for VHF, and I'll run the Anytone radio off of that. But right now, at my base, I got a J-pole that I built out of half-inch copper tube, and it's about 20 feet up on a... I took some wood extension poles for a tree trimmer, and I put 3 6-foot poles together and set that in a cinder block right next to the house, tied it off to the upstairs bedroom window, and it seems to work for now until I can, I bit the bullet here a couple weeks ago. Here, I'll break for time. I bit the bullet and I bought an HF radio, that ICOM 7300 Mark II, so I'm not going to be spending any much money on radio stuff for a little while. So I've got I'm putting up a dipole for 10 meters and 40 meters, and we'll see what we can do with that. But I'm having a lot of fun playing radio.
Yeah, I gotta watch out. You know how hobbies get. Boy, you know what? Spend it a little bit, and it's like, holy smokes, what happened here? You know, but When you see improvements, I mean, you know, you got to keep going to either you get it to where you want it or you hit a stall point. And that's the way I see it, you know. But doing construction, man, once you get out of run, you got to run with it. And that's what I did here with this here, you know. And I'm pretty happy. It looks like it's professionally installed. Looks good on the side of the house. Puts a little life in the back. I live in a trailer park, and it's right back towards the street and everything there. And it puts a little life back there, too. So, I guess I'm getting like 3 bonuses out of it, you know. I feel like a little kid again playing with the flags out there. Does great. You know, the antenna does great, and it looks good. So, you know, all around, got about $600 in it, but I'm getting, I think, 3 times my bang for my buck over.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you started out right by buying that good coax. I've heard guys say, yeah, you get a little bit cheaper antenna, save money, or build your own antenna, spend the money on the coax, but you put in that LMR 400, which you can't go wrong with that for sure. Can't go wrong. KFA, FGS, spec you.
GBA, yeah. Well, you know, like I say, I went with artificial intelligence. I used chat, GPT. And it's got the same thing, and, you know, I've been around CVs before, and I know one thing is CVs, your coax and your antenna really mean a lot, too. You know, you want your CV to push power because you want to overpower everybody out there, I guess. But the main thing, too, if you want to do that, you got to have one good coax and one good antenna. Everything's got to, you know, in sync together. And, yeah, some of them guys out there got some, you know, really nice radios. So, I always told the AI, give me the cheaper version and give me the more expensive version. I'm a middle-of-the-road guy. Give me the cheap, the middle, and the high-end. And I usually stay in the middle. But when it comes down to this coax, the AI said basically, you know, use the 400 if you want the best. So, I had to bite the bullet on that, man. 75 feet, I paid over, I think about $100 for it. Had to bite the bullet on that one. That almost cost as much as the antenna.
Oh, roger that. But the 400 is good on UHF and VHF. When you go to HF, you can get by with much smaller, less expensive coax, and you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Like I say, you know, with our technician, I'm studying for the general, but with the technician license, we can still go on, you know, 6 meters, which is kind of quiet, and then you can get on that narrow portion of the 10-meter band. So I was listening to some guys the other day, but I didn't have a good enough antenna to transmit. I was hearing them, you know, the receive was okay, but the SWR was just way too high to transmit anything more than just a quick, just to hit the PTT button, and just to check the SWR. But, yeah, I've got, a guy gave me some dipole antennas that were being thrown away, and so I'm going to go through and make sure there's still a continuity in the wiring, and I'm going to go ahead and put one of those up, see if I can't get on 10 meters. While I'm still studying for my general. KF8, FGS, back to you.
Yeah, right now I'm going to just sit back and enjoy the fruits of my labor and practice up on, you know, my etiquette, we'll say, you know, and trying to get into sync with us here. I've been doing quite a few net meetings and stuff like that, you know, getting known around for the net meetings at what time they come on and things like that of that nature. When I'm not working, you know, my hours kind of vary too. Some days I have to work mornings, some days I have to close, you know. So a lot of times, you know, but yeah, I hear a lot of people talk about those other frequencies, but right now, yeah, I've got to slow down and enjoy some of the fruits of my labor. GBA, over.
Yeah, absolutely enjoy. Absolutely. And I have to say that, and as they say, I'm destinated. I'm going to a Skywarn training meeting, and it starts in a little bit. So I'm going to have to find a place to park here amongst all these antennaed vehicles. Again, this is KF8FGS. It's been a good QSO 73, and we'll talk again soon. I'm glad you came back to me there, Tom. KF8FGS, we're clear on your final.
Hey, sounds good. Anytime you hear me out there, give me a holler. Now that I know your call letters, I'll give you a holler. I'm glad I did get back with you, and I am bummed out because I wanted to see about that Skywarn training myself, but I couldn't do it today anyways because I got, like I say, today I go in at 12 and I close at 8:30 tonight. So, but anyways, hey, nice talking to you. Love the God Bless America, and hey, you have a great, blessed day. And we're out and clear, GBA. Have a great day.
Yeah, when you sign off, you should probably use your whole call sign when you go to sign off. Well, God Bless America, Tom. Talk to you again. KF8FGS, clear.
Hey, thanks. That helps with that etiquette there. That's why I'm on here right now to learn how to do this, man. Hey, this is Tom, 73. Have a great day. And KF8, GBA. Clear.
Hey, KFGS, this is KF8, DOP calling.
DOP, this is KFA, GBA, go ahead.
KFGS, this is KFA, DOP, calling.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NSKCJ, radio check on
2-8. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KV8OOE Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KV8RVD. KV8RVB, K8MCG Mobile.
Hey, Mike. Mike's over at Costco. He'll do the yell when he's done. Go get a pizza.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KV8OOE Mobile. KV8OOE. On that microphone, Phil. What's going on? Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting ready to shower and shave, et cetera, shave, shower. And I got to take a dog up for a clipping here in a little bit.
How is Jake doing?
He's had a rough few days. He got sick the other day. I had to give him a pill for that. The doctor kidding me, but he's quite along in years, right? He's maybe not too far from the finals a little bit here. Kind of a bummer, man.
I'm gonna see. I haven't looked and seen if I could get a new speaker for this. For this little radio or not, I gotta find out, because this thing is, man, it sounds like a blown eardrum.
Yeah, I'm not real keen on the audio out of this hand mic. It's a hand mic. I'll have to look and see if there's a jump for the tone. That would be nice.
I like the audio a little better out of those smaller, the little Bowgie radio, as opposed to this one. But I've had this one a long time, like I told you before. It got rained on at least twice.
Oh, wow. Well, if we were to spend a lot of time out in the great outdoors with the rain and all that stuff, it might be worthwhile to buy the waterproof hand mic.
Put an external speaker on it. I'm not gonna. I'm talking into a microphone. It's got a separate output for a speaker on this mobile rig.
Okay. Yeah. You got it. Now you hear it then. By all means. But, yeah. So anyway, what's going on today? Where you been out and about to?
Well, you sound pretty good, all things considered, and me having a blown speaker on this end. you know, I've got some external speakers at the house. I should grab one because I'm going through town.
What, are you up in Seville?
And my old stomping grounds.
That's cool. I haven't been up there in a long time.
You haven't missed much.
I hear the local government is a real piece.
Oh, it's always a good guy.
That's some sad old weather, isn't it?
Sorry, Phil, I missed that. That road, that stretch of the road, Columbiaville Road, is so bad. it blurs your vision, let alone makes it so you can't hear your radio.
I was saying this is some sad weather, isn't it?
We're leaving. We just left Derek. He had introduced those, and he got his wires across there some way with Chris. And I told him, I said, man, I have never heard of anybody putting two queens in one package. I said, you need to tell him you need this many queens besides the packages. And the guy charged him exactly what he got, but he was under the understanding there's two queens in one package. I said, I've never seen that, ever.
So what's the deal? He got packages that had multiple queens in each package?
But he had somehow asked Chris that, and he figured he got an answer back that that's what they had in them. And I said, no, that's not how that works.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Queens come, if you order five or however many, they come in a box, just queens all in those little queen cages, all lined up like rolls of lifesavers or something, and a doggone different shipping box, you know.
I tried to explain to them that there's one queen per package when you're buying packages. Otherwise, you're getting them separately, and he's not pulling them out of packages, and he's not adding them to packages, and they might have 100 college kids that are working at that place in Louisiana or Georgia, and I don't know, am I still making it?
Oh, yeah, solid copy, no problem.
I was sketchy for a minute into the beer because this place is an RF hole, but it's open to Flint because of the reservoir.
Okay. I spoke with Eric. I met Eric on the air last night. And Scott, I don't think I've not talked to him yet.
He's on HF, VHF too, or VHF and UHF.
I don't know if he's currently set up to do it, but he's got a mount, but I think he's got it under tonneau cover or something. I'd have to tell him to get on the air, but he's close enough where he can just get on the air in a walkie-talkie. But anyways, Eric's stuff all looks good and ready to go, so we'll see in another couple days. He just got his wires crossed with Chris.
Oh, yeah. So, is there a guy that lives at the East Away where he's got to have a clandestine HF antenna?
Scott.
Oh, okay, Scott. All right. All righty. And Jim is the fellow with the diesel engine?
He hasn't got it yet. No, that's Jeff. That's Eric's cousin. That's the guy in the wheelchair that's sick right now.
Oh, so Jim bought it. Okay.
Again, no, Jim didn't buy it yet. He's the only other one I've told about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was hoping I could go out and take a gander at it sometime, maybe this week if you're around.
Want to look at that diesel?
Yeah.
Come look at it today, because I'm going to be over there working, pressing that shaft, that PTO shaft back together.
Oh, man, I can't today. We already had plans. I got to take the dog in, and I told Cheryl to go do some stuff with her at her brother's and her dad's. So, crap. I would have to wait until, and I'm going down to stay with my mom, and we're supposed to go to family friends down there that I've known since I was 4 years old. I would have to wait until Monday or Tuesday, whenever you'd be available, that, you know, early in the week. Sorry, man.
Well, if her brother's out towards North Branch, that's where it's at.
Oh, no, he lives over by Burton.
That's the other direction.
Oh, yeah. Quite little jog between Burton and North Branch. Where does the fellow live out in North Branch anyways?
Jefferson Road, about 3 miles south of town.
What's the name of the road?
Jefferson or Old State, it's the same road.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with that. For some reason it sounded like you said Thornton Road at first. It's a little garble or something in your transmission. But yeah, I've been down Jefferson many times.
Putting in an address here for my buddy's place out in LaPierre.
So educate me.
Yeah, I'm doing the Google Map thing. All right, there, I got it now. I got some bee stuff. He wants to take some pictures. He's a semi, he's published, okay? Semi-commercial, he's a ham, too. He might be monitoring. Semi-commercial, hobby, sideliner, photographer. Does a great job. And I told him I just want a few pictures. They don't have to be anything perfect, but he's doing stuff for somebody wants to do some meat. So I think they're thinking about setting up a company, like a cottage industry type thing, and I think he's going to help set them up. And like I said, he does great photography.
That's cool. I used to enjoy using my Canon 81 years ago. It'd be neat to be able to make money doing that, but it was fun just doing it as a hobby.
Hey, Phil, I'll get back with you in a couple seconds. KB8OLE.
KB8OLE.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. I had somebody, one of the locals, one of the natives hollering at me.
Hey, give me a minute. I gotta holler at the old lady for something. I'll be back in a short. KUTK.
Bill, I'll talk to you sooner than later. The old lady sounds like a puffin when she says some stuff. She goes, oh, sounds like those puffins if you watch a video of them. But I told her that she makes that sound every once in a while. Oh, and I say, you sound like one of those buffoons. She says, they're not buffoons, they're puffins.
And I don't usually use my regular razor blade, but when I do, I always rinse it off and put it up on top of this plastic case, and I have a bazillion blades from one of those shave club things, you know. Well, I finally go to use it because the hair on my neck and stuff is starting to aggravate the hell out of me. You know, usually I just use a Remington, like electric shaver. So I go and reach up there, it's frickin' gone. And, of course, I call her, and she tells me that, I never touched it, well, I'm not stupid. Every time I use it, I rinse it off, shake it off, and then I set it up there. You know, I haven't actually used a razor shave in many, many months, but it's like, it just irritates the heck out of me, dude.
Do you have a timeout timer on that radio? Is that what I keep hearing chirping?
Yeah, I extended it out, too. I'll have to get back in there and see if I can turn it off.
Actually, they recommend it, especially on these Link systems, just extend it out a little bit longer. I know we get long-winded to the point of the Purple Crystal Award, but just extend it out a little bit longer because you don't want to burn up finals and you don't want to have a hot mic going all the time. That's the problem we had on the Lapeer machine. Before I tracked that guy down, that was accidentally transmitting music there.
Oh, I got that, Father. Yeah, this is all kind of new to me. All right, so how many seconds would you think would be an appropriate amount of time that I should set it for? What are your thoughts on that?
I would think 90... to 120, and most of the repeaters, like Lapeer, they tried to do the timeout shorter, and it worked all right. I suppose it was probably 120, probably 180 or something when the music was on there, because sometimes a shorter song would play all the way through, and then it just reset, you know.
Yeah, okay. See, I mean, I don't want to get long-winded. We're not in HF. I keep not forgetting that, but not paying attention, I guess. We don't want to tie the repeater up, and if somebody else has something to say, we want to make sure there's enough space between our transmissions for somebody else to get in there too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's good practice to not burn the repeater out, but... I don't know, I'd hope that when we get rolling with these antenna projects and whatnot, that we can go back and forth on here and even keep it on here, even if we're doing simplex by then. And people will jump in if they need to make a call. I got no problem backing out for that, but hopefully we can get some interest in some of these things we're going to be working on soon, because it's above and beyond just cutting antennas at that point.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I wonder, like, if I get that vertical that I bought, that dual band or that tram up in the air, maybe at least 35 feet to 40 feet, do you think we could talk simplex between you and me up there in Bedford?
Tried it before, but there was a lot of foliage in the way, but I don't know how well, you know, I mean, you didn't run the VNA on it until later, and I don't know if you knew what you were doing with it, or maybe that was some other thing that you were doing, but, I mean, yeah, we got a good match. I know, listen, I know that that 13 B2 I got will, with 1 or 2 watts, will fire up that repeater in Sandusky, or Bad Axe, or wherever that thing is up there. So I know I'm getting out for sure when I run a beam. But we can put I can put a beam up at Diane's house. The thing is, though, if you do horizontal with that beam that I hooked you up with, we both do horizontal, we're not going to bother anybody off to the side. And I can get up at least 50 to 80 watts, and if that will definitely cut the mustard.
Well, it'd be neat if you could get on single sideband on there, too.
Soldering, buddy, I can do it.
Yeah, I guess we could shoot for right now, just get the antennas up and, you know, get to talking as we currently are, you know, at the same gear, but then in a reasonable, great, get that single sideband stuff going, that'd be pretty sweet.
And I can do 50 watts right now regardless with FM with that Kenwood, no problem. And the coax I got doesn't have a lot of loss, and all I gotta do is set that antenna and whatever I'm gonna put it up on the ladder rack of that trailer I got, and I'll have it up there, and I'll have it stood up and something pointed your way before next weekend, for sure.
All right, well, I'll have to get my butt out there this week and start working on getting the dog on that vertical up there. If I move it way closer to the house, like, I need much shorter length of that N-type coax, you know, with the end connectors on it, and up towards the house, it's higher. As you go towards the back, it slopes down pretty abruptly. So it'll get me even a little higher up in the air. So it'd be interesting to see how that would work out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if we get up on that TV tower and put something even rotate up there and a vertical above it, it'd be the gloves that come off then. And horizontal, like I said, would be better. And you can still hit a repeater with a horizontal. There's a lot of separation, but you would still have enough on the right plane to hit anything locally anyways.
So I'll catch you later, dude.
Not making the system?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right, Mike, 73, KUG, very clear.
I heard the catch you later and not hear the call sign. All right, I'll talk to you later. We're almost to Ward's house. I got to drop off some goodies. 73, I'll be in and out of the truck all day. KB8 always.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KATK Mobile. KATK Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NHKTJ Radio Check on 28.
KBOOE.
Hey, what's going on? I'm almost over to Jeff. I stopped by Ward's. Another one of the ham radio guys on here. And I dropped off some stuff for some photo shoots, some honeybee stuff he wanted to get a hold of.
Yeah, I just picked Jake up from the groomers. He looks a wee bit different than he did when I dropped him off.
I gave him a suit and a tie now.
Yeah, I get him a little bow tie.
Dogs or something else and you cut them. I don't know if they know how it looks, but you would think they do.
Yeah, Cheryl gets them cut real short. I've tried to cut them before, but if you don't have the right clippers, man, it just gets all gummed up and just make a big old mess. I did actually, during COVID, buy some, and if I maybe keep them kind of not back and don't let them grow out too woolly, I probably could maybe keep up with it a little bit.
I get my dog Stone to do it, and then get those ceramic clippers with a fan that blows past the ceramics to keep them cool, and that helps quite a bit. You just take your time, shave him down, he's fuzzy like a peach.
And he ain't even from Georgia. Yeah, Jake, I had those ceramic blade clippers, and they sell a special spray that you put on there. It's supposed to keep them cool.
Just use a 20-weight fine machinery oil.
I usually use gearbox grease.
Really? Oh my God.
Here's some of that old high sulfur draw lube.
Oh, blubber.
Whereabouts are you, man?
Let me tell you about the time I burned a bunch of that crap in I had a burn barrel set up and dumped that. I ended up with some whale blubber from Japan. I kept some of it. It's got special properties, but, man, I was trying to get rid of stuff, and I had to get that barrel gone. I ended up burning up that whale blubber. I'm going to tell you something. I got the police called on me, all kinds of stuff. That's the thing, they're explosive.
It's probably valuable as all get out.
I got got a bucket left of it somewhere, but I'm burning up about 5-10 gallons of it. I bet you that stuff's over $150 a gallon now.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. I worked with this one Japanese guy. He came out from Japan probably about 15 years ago now. We only been operating there for maybe 5 years or something like that. He came out to help with some tooling. They would send people out in the early years and we'd get a bunch of guys in to help us, you know. At any rate, this guy is quite a character. And this one fellow I worked with, Tony, who kind of provoked the guy, talk about hunting and eating deer and all this and that. And he didn't like that at all. He kept trying to look up and translate. I'm going to unkey for a second. And what he was trying to translate is he was trying to tell us that the deer are like sacred, that messenger of God. We were laughing at the guy and stuff. He got kind of PO'd after a day or so of ribbing with him every now and then. He looked at us and he says, "We eat your whales." And he was serious, too. I'll never forget that. I about fell on the ground laughing.
That's always one of the only places in the world you can go eat that stuff over there in Japan. That's where this oil come from. I'll tell you what, that's weird stuff. And they use that in the old clutch positive traction differentials, too. Now they got some kind of synthetic crap they make for those. But I'm telling you, Phil, it got so hot and that fire was 20 feet over top of that barrel, I about freaked.
Well, yeah, I remember when they used to use that oil blubber, that oil from the whales and those transmissions years ago. I guess it took them a long, long time to find something that would work as well. And actually, you might never have found something that really did work as well.
Yeah, I imagine. I know one thing, though. It immediately went liquid, and then it burnt. I'm telling you, I thought it was going to take my eyebrows off by the time I got away from that 55-gallon drum that I was actually burning it in. It was so hot, dude. It about singed my eyebrows, I'm telling you. And then somebody called me from the village. Didn't actually get the police there that night. There was a report filed. They called me, and what were you burning? And I said, "Man, you're not going to believe me when I tell you."
Yeah, I was bet, man. I mean, they're probably thinking, get a hold of Anthony. He must be doing some crazy stuff over there again.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing. I needed the barrel. I don't even remember what led up to it. I didn't want to get rid of it. How are you going to replace it? I didn't have any 5-gallon buckets. I should have just done it and then labeled the side of it because you're just not going to get it. There's nowhere else in the world that they do that. And it's a selective hunt even when they do it. And they, you know, they eat those animals. I don't know. I wouldn't mind tasting it. It'd be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But I really have no desire to eat a whale. I'd eat shark meat. I thought that was pretty good.
46 degrees.
Yeah, I had shark at a restaurant one time. Ma and I were out. It was at the Golden Eagle Lounge in Rochester. And Larry Paul's Golden Eagle. And I had shark, and it reminded me the texture of it was like a pork chop.
Like a fine-grained pork chop. A little bit softer, mushier maybe, but kind of a fine-grained pork chop. But it wasn't fishy like you think it would be, that's for sure.
No, I couldn't have any fish taste, and it's been so many years ago, I don't remember how it was seasoned, but I just remember the texture reminding me of a pork chop. Yeah, I would like to try some of that again. That was pretty good, really. I've had swordfish, too, and I don't remember what that was like too many years ago.
Yeah, I remember where I got it from. I was friends with the Moys and the Kongs from the Moy Kong restaurants in the Slim chain. They were the neighbor kids, and they said, "You want to try some shark?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." Yeah, so they shared the shark meat with me. Them kids were characters, at least the box and stuff. Then they got into Taekwondo, and we started learning that stuff. And then their parents took them away from all the white kids, and they wouldn't let them, they wouldn't let them hang around with us no more. They put them in military school, buddy.
Yeah, you boys are bad influence.
I have to ask that guy that I got that blubber from what they used it for. I haven't talked to him in a while. I got a bunch of other stuff I got to pick up over there for my shop.
Yeah, I'm going to get off here for a little bit anyways. I'm at my brother-in-law's house. I'm going to go in there and see if the wife will come home now and let her see Jake. But I'll be back on here in a little while, so I'll get off here, Mike. KV8OE, KATK, clear.
So, yeah, I, Ward might get on here. I told him that we're talking about finally getting into doing that single type and high power weak signal stuff. So we'll see. He's pretty good to it. He's been around for ever on the radio since probably way before I got in there around that time. But yeah, it was nice seeing him today. He's got some things, he's got a medical stuff he's got to get taken care of similar to what I had. Sub 3 Phil, talk to you later. Katie Lord always.
KEHGK mobile again. KV8OOE. KV8OOE. KV8GK calling. Nothing heard. KV8GK clear.
Copy, Phil. KV8OOE.
Howdy, howdy, K-E-H-E-K.
We're here. I'm going to pull this bottle of oxygen into the garage and hook it up and get this bearing and gasket shim thing cut off and the new one's on.
Okay, you're busy working today. Are you in North Branch?
This is where I was telling you to come over and check that little diesel out. It's here. This thing doesn't take me too long. Cleaning everything up after the fact is going to be the hard part.
Yeah, hopefully that's not screwed up real bad or any problems, eh?
I gotta set this little handheld to, see if I can, I don't have it locked. I'm going to see if I can shut it to the little beer machine.
I can hear you okay. What was I going to ask you? Oh, I know. Well, I was waiting on the dog to get clipped. I was trying to find those four-pole generator heads. Man, that's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
They used to be everywhere. They used to be everywhere. You can get them for a couple hundred bucks. Not anymore.
Yeah, you're right on that. Hey, did you happen to look at that link I sent you with this Baofeng EM32 UV radio?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever got the link.
I believe it says it was delivered. I just thought it's FedEx here because it comes with all that stuff. And right now there's only 59 bills.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I didn't even know exactly what I was looking at.
Yeah, it's supposed to do APRS and all kinds of stuff. You know, for the money, geez. I kind of like it because it's more of a handful than a tiny UV5R. You know, I mean, sometimes you want them teensy little rigs, but I kind of like this thing, and it's supposedly like 10 watts, although it probably only puts out like 8.
I was going to call you and see what the deal was with it, and then cross-check it with you and figure out what it was. I'm here, Phil. I got to get this done. I want to get this thing put in and get the hydraulic slime in there before dark.
All right, man. Good luck working on that. Hopefully it goes smoothly. I'll catch you later. I'll just be listening on this frequency here. KD8OE, K8GK clear, 7-3.
7-3, KD8OE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring. F8 TVI Mobile.
KV8RVP, KV8RVP, K8MCG Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
K8MCG, KV8RVP, afternoon, Mike. Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while. Have you been buying the raffle tickets from Easter Seals?
No, I have not. Yeah, Fred texted me earlier and said you were calling me on the radio, but we were at Costco. Saturday's our date day, so we usually take off around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and you never know when we're going to get home. Just got home and whipped up some dinner and just took the last bite.
Okay, well, a couple weeks ago, today I think it was, 2 weeks ago today, they had their raffle drawing, $150,000 raffle, and I get the email because I was buying them before, but I haven't been buying them for a couple last 2 or 3 years, I guess, but I had been before, and they had a $150,000 raffle, and they sent it, said the winner was Mike S. in Fenton. So I thought, hey, maybe that was you.
Nope, not me. I wouldn't even know how to go about getting one. But sounds like somebody made out pretty good in Fenton.
Yeah, though for the $150,000 cash, those tickets are $100 a piece, and they only sell 5,000 tickets. I think that's what it is. And so I kind of didn't think you'd pay $100 for a ticket. I wasn't sure, but... Because you can't deduct it off your income tax, you know. Even if you could, by the time you get through with a portion they get, and then whatever percent tax bracket you're in, you know, it's going to cost you $100. You may only get $28 or something reduced from your income tax. So that's not a don't amount to a hill of beans anyway. But I still get all the email from them, and I get the email. They're usually late Saturday afternoon or early Saturday evenings telling me who the winner was.
Oh, cool. Well, somebody made out really well then. Turned their $100 into, what'd you say, $100,000? That'd be nice. What are you up to? You just coming home from Harvey's or out doing some running around?
Yeah, just coming home from ours. Well, I stopped
4 o'clock mass at St. Rita's. That's the first time I've been over there this year. I have not gone over to Harv's as often as I was. He's got his renter, Chuck, there. He's doing most of the stuff for him anymore, so he didn't really have that much for me to do to come over every Saturday, but he said he may want to go to Kroger next week, so if he wants to go to Kroger next week, I'll go over. If not, I may not go over next week. I don't know. I like that Kroger in Fenton. I don't know if you and Patty have been going over there or not. I imagine you have. But I like that real well because I was always going down when I wanted stuff from Kroger. I was going down to the one there at 59 and 23. And when Harv and I go, we go to the one over in Davisburg.
Okay, read RVP. I've been over there 2 times, I think, and Patty's been over there a couple times. Usually, like today, we did our grocery shopping. We normally go Sunday morning, but we're going up to Frankenmuth tomorrow for the Shipshewana on the road. So we're going to that tomorrow, so we did our grocery shopping today. 99% of the time, we're at Walmart by about 7 a.m. on Sunday, and we're home. Groceries put away by 8:30, 9 o'clock. We go to Walmart, and then we go to VG's, and then we come home.
KHMCG Mobile. Well, good grief. I don't get up that early. I don't get up till about 9:45, but no reason to get up early, so I don't. Especially in the wintertime when it's frigid cold. I stay in underneath the covers where it's warm. Well, I retired as of the first of the year, so his business computers and the two business monitors and that, they're gone. And his old tower has been taken down. He's buying a new tilt-over tower, all new coax and everything. And so he's getting that done. He's got his HF radio. He took his desk out and put, he bought one of those 6-foot folding tables. So he have an extra foot of length on it. And he's got his ham radio on that. And he's got his computer monitor up on that now, on the, when you're looking at it, on the left end. And he still hasn't got, he bought a new computer last year with the Windows 11 on it, and he was going to call you and have you come see if he could get you over there to set it up for him and transfer everything over from his old one. And well, last I knew, I guess he said Chuck was going to do it, but I don't think he's done it yet. Anyway, but he was in the hospital again there earlier. Oh, geez, I don't know. Must have been in February, I think, or whatever. I had called him, and boy, he sounded terrible, talking real low. And about, I guess about 2 o'clock that morning, he called an ambulance and took him in. He's got a pacemaker in now, and he's doing real good now, though.
Yeah, he called me a couple weeks ago while I was working during the day to say, guess what? I'm retired. So that was pretty cool. And he was asking me about a good base radio to get that'll do the 2-meter 440 and DMR and that kind of stuff. I said, well, I've been out of the loop for so long, I don't know. I'd have to do some research. He was going to do some research. I don't know if he put his current 2-meter 440 radio in his shack there. I thought he said he was on the air now listening, but I've called him several times on this one, and I haven't heard him yet. And our neighbor next door, Marcia, her husband passed away. Oh, man, it's been 10 years probably. So we do the snow removal for her driveway, the back patio, and the sidewalks. And then I get her lawnmower ready for her every spring. I already sharpen the blade, clean the air filter, put a new one on it if it needs it, change the oil, and get her up and running. I've been trying for years to tell her to run the gas out of it before the end of the year. She forgets, and she's got a can with gas that's old in it. She's got lawnmower. She can't start. So actually last year, she did. She ran it until it quit. And this year, I told her, I said, at the end of the year, just take any gas that you have left in your gas can and pour it in your car. And then You'll always have a fresh can ready to go, and your lawnmower, just run it till it quits. And she did it this year. She said it started the first pull after she put fresh gas in it. So she's good to go, and then whenever she doesn't feel up to mowing, we'll mow it for her, the backyard. We mow the front yard anyway, and she mows the backyard. She's got a pacemaker, so she's not supposed to do a whole lot, but she'll do it. Like, she'll do a third of it, and a third of it, and a third of it, and get it done.
K8MCG Mobile. Well, that's kind of what I do anymore. When I do the trim around the house, the main part of the yard I do with my lawn tractor. But, our bed is 2 meter 440 hooked up for a little bit, and then he unhooked it, he said, and put it away. I don't know why, but he did. He's got a new radio ordered, a new Yaesu. And it's a 200-watt, he said, so I don't know which one that is or what it's called, what all it's got on it. He said it had all the bells and whistles on it. Well, it don't have 2 meter and 440 there, too, but the one he's got didn't have that on it. So, but it's back ordered, so you don't know when he's going to get it. He's still waiting. Maybe maybe by the Memorial Day he'll have it, or I don't know, maybe by June 1st he might have it. I'm not sure how long it's going to take. Apparently, they're still making them over in Japan yet, so I don't know what the deal is on that one. But, well, of course, now his towers, the old tower is down, so he don't have any antennas up at all right now, but he's going to put all of his antennas that he had up there, he's going to put back up, I guess, and then he's going to put a long wire from the flagpole in the front yard to that tree, I guess, in the backyard. That'll be the north south, and then he's going to put another one from his tower over to the west end of the house. I think he said that's a 60-foot one, so I think that goes up to 40 meters.
Oh, okay, so he had his dual band up, and then he took it back off. Okay, that's why he hasn't answered me. When he called me, he said he was on the air, and he was listening to the 7-8, but I know before, he just had a mag mount on his power supply in the living room, and he didn't like that setup, so he took that down, so he hasn't been on for a long time.
Well, he don't keep the boxes. When he buys a radio, he don't put the box downstairs and keep it. And when he takes an old radio and puts it downstairs, he don't keep the power cord with it. He doesn't keep the microphone with it. So somewhere down there, I guess he's got a box with a bunch of microphones in it and another one with a bunch of power cords in it. And I searched down there for a while last Saturday, I guess it was, when I was over there. Well, a couple weeks before that, I was over there on a Wednesday, too. And I went down and got his radio up there for him and his power supply and his antenna tuner and that stuff up there for him. And got his HF radio going for him at that point, but why he don't keep that stuff together, I don't understand, but he don't. And I think he has got the manuals, but I think he's got them all in the drawer of that big wall unit in the living room, right by the kitchen door. So I think he's probably got all the manuals there, but God only knows where the cords are and where the microphone is. So I don't, but he did go ahead and order one. I figured he would. He ordered a new microphone for that Yaesu radio he was using. And I don't know if he ordered a desk mic or not. I'm not sure. I didn't pay attention when I was back in the room.
Well, I've still got my Baofeng 2 meter 440 HT. I've probably had it for 10, 12 years. This is the Kenwood F6A. I've had this thing for 15 years. I've replaced, you can buy the batteries right on Amazon. I bought a couple new battery packs for it. Still have the 2 meter only Yaesu that Patty won at the flushing swap like 20 years ago. I've got the dual band Yaesu that Patty had in her Chevy HHR when she got her Volkswagen, we didn't put a radio in it. I've got the mobile that used to be in my car before I bought my Focus ST. I never put a radio in that. There's really nowhere to put it with the way the console is in that, the center console. And I've got a base radio that's always been, it's a Kenwood 733 that I've had for probably 25 years, 30 years. And I've got a BMR 2 meter 440 base radio as well that I've played around with. But that was the last radio I've bought new. I probably had that about 8 years. I haven't bought a new radio in a long time. KB8RDP.
K8MCG Mobile. Well, that's what I thought, because I don't think you've gone down to Dayton in a long time either. Because they tore that arena down, and now they have a Hemfest out at the, what do they call that? The, can't think what they call that thing now out there where they have all the farm-type shows and the expos, or I guess whatever they call them. But anyway, so, yeah, I haven't bought any either. I haven't been on the radio that much either lately, and I'm usually during the summertime, I'm not in the house until about 10 o'clock at night. It's not raining and the wind's not blowing. I'm out there with a campfire going in the back, and sometimes I'll hook up the 2 meter 440 radio out there and play around a little bit, but I really haven't used the HF out there in the last couple of years. But anyway, I got that. I think Marv still got his Bofang radio too. I don't know if he knows where it's at, but so much of that stuff, when he puts stuff in boxes and takes it downstairs, or he has somebody take it down there for him, then he has no idea where it's at. So, but I think he's got three radios sitting on a shelf down there with no cords going to them, no power cord, no microphone going to them, so he don't know where they're at either, and he can't be down there anymore. So I told him he ought to get one of those chairs that you can ride up and down. Sit on that and ride down to the bottom of the stairs and be able to go down there, but he doesn't even walk all that much anymore anyway, so, you know, he's in that wheelchair going backwards all the time. But anyway, I don't know what his other handheld, I don't know, he's got, I don't know, whatever other handheld he had before. I don't know if he's going to put his 2 meter 440 radio back in the living room where he had it or not. When he hooked it up, three weeks ago when I was over there on a Wednesday when he hooked it up, and he just took his antenna that he had in the living room and he put it up on top of his dryer. But he wasn't bringing up the question repeater. We weren't getting the courtesy tone from the repeater, so he wasn't bringing that one up at all.
Well, this is the Bofang. We'll give you a try on the Bofang. And this is the Kenwood. Can you tell any difference?
Just a very little bit, I guess. I think the Kenwood did sound just a little bit better, but not a whole lot of difference.
Yeah, this is how I do most of my ham radio, is on the handheld, because my base is down in the basement. Wintertime, it's awful cold down there. In the basement, we've had it get as low as like 47 degrees in the basement. It's up to like 68 now. The dehumidifier's going, and summertime it'll be, you know, like 70, 72 down there, 74, maybe the warmest it gets in the basement. We have heat runs down there, but they're always blocked off. We don't heat the basement.
Well, I would have thought maybe you would have moved the base upstairs there somewhere. I'm not sure where you'd move it to, but because I think Taylor's room, I think that's your better half there. I think that's her office now. I think she used his room for an office. And I think you only had just the two bedrooms, as I recall. So I don't think you got any, I'm not sure where you got a spot you could put it if you moved it upstairs. But at any rate, well, I'm downtown Linden right now, so... Anyway, I'm all right going east and west, north and south. I got two great big tall buildings, one on each side of me. So I'm probably not getting out very far in those directions.
We got three bedrooms. The back bedroom on the southeast corner used to be Dylan's bedroom. That's Patty's office. Across from that, the front, the master bedroom is facing the road on the south end of the house. And then in the middle, between the living room and the master bedroom, is the spare bedroom. I've been working from home for 5 years, and I have my work set up at the kitchen table. I got three monitors, keyboard, mouse, laptop, docking station. But we were told or asked back in January, February, to make sure we had a badge for a local site. And I've already been set up for the location in Flint. The old Diplomat building in Flint is now Optum. I have an office there. I went in 6 times in 2024. I went in 4 times in 2023. I'm the backup. Craig lives out in Davison. He's about 10 minutes from the site. I'm about 20 minutes from the site. He's the main support person. There's 3 pharmacies in the building, but most people work from home. And they're going to start having people go back into the office. KB8RVP.
Okay. I thought you were going in a little. I knew you were working from home quite a bit, but I thought you were going in a little more often than that. But, and I thought you were monitoring your scanner while you were working. And I, anytime I've come into town in the last, well, in the last 2 weeks since the Saturday that they said it was Michael Less and Fenton that won that $150,000, I've been trying to get a hold of you anytime I've been out here in the mobile. So I don't know if you're monitoring the scanner like you used to when you're working or not, but I thought you'd be listening either on that or your handheld or something there, but I never did hear you come back.
Well, we went through a workforce reduction at work. My team used to have 11 people that we take care of about 4,000 call center agents who work from home. We remote into their computers and fix software, reinstall things. If we can order them a new monitor, keyboard, mouse, laptop, migrate all their data, get them a new headset, whatever they need. And we're down to 8 people now. We had a contractor that was out of Brazil. They let all the contractors go. And then 2 people on my team got let go. So we're just hopping. So I have the scanner going quite a bit. But whenever I get a call, I have the GRE PSR 800, which we got converted to a Whistler scanner. I press the menu button to put it so it stops and it's not on an active channel. So nothing squawking in the background because I have to call every single person while I'm working on their computer. And it's just rapid fire. I mean, I'm getting a ticket every 10 to 15 minutes, and it usually takes me 15 or 20 minutes to fix the one I'm working on. So it's pretty much nonstop. I have a hard time even marking myself busy so I can take a lunch and eat something because I get done with the one I'm working on, and we have a queue that we can look at, and I can look at my whole team's in order, who's getting the ticket next, and who's after that, and who's after that, and half the time I get done with the ticket I'm working on, and I'm next to get a ticket, and I'm like, darn it, I'd like to take a break so I could eat my lunch. So yeah, it's been kind of crazy. So the scanner's paused a lot, so it's not scanning because I'm just going from call to call to call.
You know, I haven't been listening to the scanner either. The one I had out in the garage I brought in, and somehow I screwed something up. I don't know what I did, but I couldn't get, the small data card that you plug into the side, and I ordered a new one, and I couldn't get stuff transferred over to it, but I think what I got to do is take the one in the living room and upload from that one and then hook up the one out in the garage and download it to that one, I think is what I got to do. I'm going to have to try that one of these days. But because I used to listen to it when I was out with a campfire going, and I'd have it sitting on the little table and listen to it when I was out there. So, but I couldn't figure out why, what I did wrong and how to get it going again. So, anyway, now there are a lot of, boy, I'll tell you what, that Mexican restaurant there that's, what is it, Cantina, that's over by the VFW hall, they opened this one up out here in Argentine. I mean, to tell you, they got a gold mine there. I mean, most of the time, that whole packing lot is crammed full of cars. That doesn't seem to me like they got enough room in there for that many people.
I haven't been in there since it switched over, but the last couple restaurants that were in there, we went in there. Because my brother and sister-in-law lived on Lobdell Lake, and we'd take the boat over there and go eat, or we'd just drive over there. And sometimes we'd drive over, and they'd drive over in the boat. We'd drive over in the car, and we'd meet them there. It's a pretty big place, especially in the summer when it's warm, when they have the patio open, too. They can feed a lot of people. All right, well, I'll let you go. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Thanks for the shout. Do it again. I'll try to catch you. I know you go to Harvey's and stuff sometimes on Saturdays, but we're always on date day. We're always off doing something on Saturdays. Sundays, we watch the grandkids a lot. Taylor will call and say, hey, can you come down and watch the kids? We got something going on Sunday. So a lot of Sundays, we're busy with them. And then Dylan and Caitlin, they got Cade. He's 4. He's going to be 5 next month. We were over visiting with them yesterday. Dylan had to drive his Mustang down to Florida for drill. He's still in the Air National Guard. They moved back to Michigan. This is his last drill that he has to go to. He's down there for 2 weeks in Jacksonville, and then he'll be done. I don't know when his actual term ends. I think it's the end of the year, but he won't have to go to drill anymore. But lots of changes around here, lots of grandkids, lots of time with the grandkids, so less time for radio, unfortunately. 7-3 Mike, I'll listen out for your final. KB8RVP.
Okay, I'm just going up my road, and it's got a couple hundred potholes in it, so it's a mess to drive on right now. But anyway, yeah, there's been an awful lot of different restaurants open up for business down there, and none of them have been able to make it. And boy, that Mexican, I mean, they, like I say, especially on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night anyway, I think, I don't know. I don't go by there much Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday as a general rule at night at supper time. But, man, like I said, just about Monday, I think Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that whole parking lot is jammed full. They never had that many cars in there before with all the other restaurants that tried to make a go of it. So, all right, I just pulled in the driveway, so we'll catch you later. K8MCG.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.
KF8GBB. CQ.
KB8RE.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, I-5, this is easy.
KVOOE Mobile. KVOOE.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KFAGBB CQCQ. This is KF8GBB monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.